ਏਕੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਤੈ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਸਚ ਹੋਏ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਵਿਘਨ ਵਿਨਾਸ਼ਨ ਸੋਏ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਵਿਘਨ ਵਿਨਾਸ਼ਨ ਸੋਏ
ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ ਛਪੈ ਛੰਦ ਗੁਰਸਤ ਉਰ ਮਹਿ ਕੁਪਤ ਬਹੁ ਹਨ ਕਰ ਡਾਰੇ ਐਂਚਿਤ ਨਿਠਰ ਕਮਾਨ ਮਾਨ ਖਾਨਨ ਨਿਰਵਾਰੇ ਗੁਰਸਤ ਉਰ ਮਹਿ ਕੁਪਤ
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਜੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨਾਉ ਵਿਦ 40 ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ come to a place and gets informed that there's an army, unbelievable numbers, up to millions coming, and Shahi Fauja, Aurangzeb is sending all the Subedars, there's Khwaja Mardood Khan coming, Zabardast Khan coming, the King of Jammu coming, and all four directions they're coming from. Wazir Khan from Sarhand is coming. This covers all four directions from Lahore, Delhi, Sarhand, and Jammu North. Four directions kera pae gaya. Guru Maharaj Ji enters a kachi gadi that is still made of mud and dirt. It hasn't been solidified, hasn't made concrete. And Guru Maharaj Ji, according to Allah Yar Khan Yogi, walks along the walls of that gadi, of that fort, and he says some famous words as he talks to the gadi. He says, "Jis khitte mein hum kehte the aana, ye wohi hai." He says, "Is this the place that I predicted that I would come? Is this this place? Jis jaap pe bachcha ko katana, ye wohi hai. Is this the place where my elder two sahibjade are going to leave my side and become sacrificed on the battlefield that lies before this gadi? Tell me, is this this place?" Then he takes a chunk of dirt from the wall, Gursikh's watch on, Maharaji crushes that dirt falls to the ground, and he says, "Matti keh deti hai takana ye wohi hai." The dirt has said it all. The dirt has left my hands, and so will my Sahibjade and other Gursikhs. So guys, now attack comes, army is formed all around the Qila, which is located on top of a hill. The place is known as Chamkor Sahib. There's a Gurdwara Sahib there, two Gurdwara Sahib, one on top of a hill, and that's where the gadi is, that's where the fort is. And on top of the fort, this prasang takes place. This is where the story starts. We're looking towards the oldest ithihasic history written down of Baba Ajit Singh. And we're going to share with you Baba Ajit Singh's life word by word from the oldest historical text, Sri Suraj Prakash, written by Kavi Santokh Singh, on the life of Baba Ajit Singh. And this is after 20 Singhs have become Shaheed. And there's Baba Ajit Singh who looks upon the battlefield and he says, "No longer. My marriage is today and I'm going to marry death on the battlefield." So what happens? Baba Ajit Singh, Biras, is awoken and he turns towards Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Matha takes and then he asks for permission. Maharaji says, "Kim ablakho? What desire have you come in your heart with?" Baba Ajit Singh says, "Guru Maharaji, it's my time. I wanted it to be my time before the Sarsa Nadi. But dekho Guru Maharaji, let me go on to the battlefield. Let me attain Shahidi. My brothers have gone. Let me go too now." So at that point, Guru Maharaj Ji, khush hoge, smiles Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and he tells five Gursikhs and one Nasdeek Gursikh, the son of Pai Mani Singh, Pai Alam Singh, who Guru Maharaj Ji khaaf guftagu karde si, used to have khaas conversations with. Pai Alam Singh, Pai Jawar Singh, by Sukha Singh, by Beer Singh, and Itadik AJ Gursikh that would accompany, they would form five, and those five Gursikhs would accompany Baba Ajit Singh. Now, itho prasang shuru hunda, the doors of Chamkor Sahib have opened and Baba Ajit Singh is riding out and everybody has recognized. First, palekha pe gaya si. First, there was a mistake made by the enemy. They thought this was Guru Gobind Singh Ji coming out of the Kila himself. But then they realized, they look at him and somebody corrects the mistake and says, this is Baba Ajit Singh. This is the older Sahibjada. And if we get him, that'll be part of the victory. And we can show him and flaunt him up and show him up to the Aurangzeb, the emperor, that look, we got the elder Sahibjada of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. So everybody put your dhyan into Guru Maharaj Ji's charan. Sarvan Karo Ji.
Satnam Sri Vaheguru Sahib Ji O Chapai Chand Gur Sat Ur Mahakupat.
Guru Maharaj Ji da Sahib Jada, Bada Sahib Jada, Baba Ajit Singh, Gur Sat Ur Mahakupat. Kupat meaning Biras. Biras is awoken in his heart. Biras, guys, is not anger. Anger is a vakar. Vakar meaning a sin. And we cannot say this for Baba Ajit Singh because it's kopat meaning biras. Biras is a type of fighting prowess. It's a type of desire to go on the battlefield in which ego has totally left these things. And now what's doing the fighting and where is the power emanating from? It's emanating from inside and having a vasta where they recognize God inside of themselves and a spiritual power. The power of the soul that's going to be fighting. And that's what Kavi Santokh Singh Ji says. And in this biras, he's going forward and slaying a lot of enemies. And what is he slaying the enemies with? He has a bow in his hand. Arrows in his arrow holder, which is on his back. A lot of arrows are inside of there. And each arrow, sometimes one or sometimes two, whatever comes in his hands, he pulls back Nitor with a lot of force and he releases.
Man Khanan Nirvare.
All those Pathans, khas karke, their last names are Khan. So Kavi Santokh Ji says that Man Khanan Nirvare, they're coming towards Baba Ajit Singh with the ego, thinking they can slay Baba Ajit Singh, but they can't. When Baba Ajit Singh's arrows come flying, showering at him, and pierces him, they fall towards the ground and their ego is removed.
Girte beer taranga.
If they're on horse, they fall off of horses.
Rang sronat jin kera.
When they fall to the ground, the blood flows out and the color red stains the ground.
Pichan ban prahar.
And Baba Ajit Singh letting out tikhe tikhe teera, tishan ban, sharp arrows, is letting him out of his ban, he's letting him out, and as those arrows are flying, just like an archer lets him go, he pulls back the bow and he lets the blows out. They're losing their lives. Har de, they're losing their lives and their fear, they're panic stricken, falling to the ground. These enemies, whether they're wearing helmets, chain mail, which is attached to their armor, all of these things, any type of armor, Agge das de ji.
Peti adik phor kar.
Peti, even belts, and it adik, other types of armors. So, because soldiers were all different, dressed a little differently, because they were accumulation of four different armies that were summoned by Aurangzeb. And each of them, whatever they're wearing, whatever armor they're wearing, Baba Ajit Singh's arrows are piercing through them and hitting their flesh and they're dying. As they're dying, their breath releases and they're losing their life. With so much force that Baba Ajit Singh is firing those arrows that it's going right through them, and Gandan Sar, it's going through them and all of the arrows are landing on the ground. It's piercing right through their body and landing on the ground. Not just the enemy was on the battlefield. Guys, Baba Jarnal Singh said this in a speech at Antar Miyod Morcha. He said there's these things called, there's castes of ghosts. Ghosts is a category. And in ghosts, There's things called prets, poot, pret, betal, keh deo. That all of these things, oh, kehnde hunde si Baba Jarnail Singh ne dasya, they have a sui jinnah, just like a needle kind of a mouth, very small, and they have to drink blood, a certain amount of blood to be satisfied. And these things are roaming the battlefield. They're clapping their hands every time Baba Ajit Singh hits an opponent and the opponent falls to the ground and the blood spills on the ground. They're clapping because they're going to have a meal today. Not just prets are on the battlefield. If you look towards the sky, what do you see? You see crows. Crows that are going to come down and drink the blood of the enemy. And on top of that, the flesh that's lying down, vultures are also in the air. And all of them are crowing and whatever other sounds that they're making because they're also in joy that they're going to have a fresh meal today. The vultures, Amik Pakh, they're eating the meat of the flesh of those individuals, the Turk Pathan, that are dying from the arrows of Baba Ajit Singh and the other Singhs. And the crows, and the crows are drinking the blood of those individuals.
Sri Ajit Singh Beer.
And then there's Baba Ajit Singh, the warrior.
Teer tar, teer prahare.
With a lot of patience. Patience, he aims at the enemies and releases his arrows.
Kautak hot udot.
And now, to watch all this scenery, this scary scenery that's been created on the battlefield, where opponents are coming and they're falling to the ground, and Baba Ajit Singh fighting like a warrior, who's come to watch them?
Aye, Nab Dev Nihare.
Nab, Nab meaning sky. Dev, all gods, goddesses, prophets. During the time of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, jadon Shri Didan lagge si, he told by Mia Mir to look up. Even then, the gods, goddesses, peers, pegambers, prophets were all like a stage in the sky, sorry, an audience in the sky. And this audience looks on, seeing what kind of things are happening and watching the true warrior, how a true warrior fights, a true warrior named Baba Ajit Singh. Even if the enemy comes to Baba Ajit Singh on foot or on horse, they come and then Baba Ajit Singh shower out and they're falling to the ground being pierced by those arrows. You can call them Pathan. Pathan, they're people that believe in Islam. Or people call them Mughals. They're falling to the ground like buildings. Buildings have huge pillars that hold them up. Pillars. And they're falling like great pillars to the ground after they get hit by the arrows. The place, the battlefield has become a cemetery for all these individuals that are falling because bodies upon bodies are falling. Their bodies are being cut and they're pulsating and the blood is flowing out. The blood is flowing out like rivers out of their limbs. Now, seeing this, and time has gone by, the lieutenants having a hard time with Baba Ajit Singh and the five Singhs, and seeing so much nuksan, so much damage being done to their army, what happens? They collect together. They have to strategize, and they have to find a way to stop Baba Ajit Singh. So what are they saying when they get together? They're saying, Ya Khudai, Bad Ajab, Hey Allah. They call Allah or Khuda to God. And they're saying, God, what kind of scene is this? This is amazing what's happening to us. Outside there, bar hoke, sade soldiers, all our soldiers are dying by the thousands. They're falling one by one onto the battlefield. And when we look, Ginti Singhiya, that you can count them easily. It's not like a 10,000 forge that's come out. It's Baba Ajit Singh and five Singhs, which include Bhai Alam Singh, Bhai Sukha Singh, Bhai Jawar Singh, and AJ Gursikh Surme are accompanying Baba Ajit Singh. And Genti Ale Singh, so Alap Singh, just a small amount of Singhs are causing so much damage to us. So many quarters have gone by and still we haven't slain one of the Singhs. They're not dying, they're not joining us, and they're not losing. Now they're sending a greater army towards them. But every time the army goes forward, one comes before the Sikhs, they fight one on one, they drop them, and then the next person comes, and one by one, aye samapti kari jande hai sare pathana di.
Mil kahat baat it yudh baho.
They're getting together, and mil kahat baat it ad baho. These are the kindest things they're saying together, the lieutenants, because they're strategizing and they're helter skelter. They're looking for ways to defeat Baba Ajit Singh and his Singh Surme.
Lashkar bisna hoye rahe ho.
Not just the army generals are in amazement, it's also the army that's in amazement. And when you have an army and you see a lot of lashan and they're on your side, the bodies of the same army that are lying in front of you, what happens? You get scared. The people that are darpok, the people that are cowards, start running towards the back, and only the people that have some brave courageousness in them, they move forward. Just like this, the Panj Singhs are accompanying Baba Ajit Singh.
Gahe garb gan ko dahyo.
The Pathans, the Mughals that are coming forward, they're fighting fiercely, but being defeated by Baba Ajit Singh and his Singhs, what happens? That they remove the ego that they come to him, thinking that they can defeat them.
Zirdast chit risyo.
One general started thinking in his head, he started contemplating.
Dekh apni lagtai.
They're thinking, what's our weakness? Why are we losing so much? He starts to look at the army, thinking we're doing something wrong, so he starts to re-strategize. So now he says, encircle him. Baba Ajit Singh is causing the biggest problem. Encircle him. Guys, this is how the elder Sahib Jada is fighting on the battlefield. Suno. This person, this general that says encircle Baba Ajit Singh, put more force in taking care of Baba Ajit Singh. The other things we'll worry about later. So Aji Tum Machai Janda, he's screaming at his army members. They have guns on them, guns too. Some people think they didn't have guns back then, but the guns were very ancient types. The ones that you had to load and lock. You'd have one shot and then you have to barood poni pendisi, lock and load again and then shoot, and then you had to wait a long time before the next bullet could fly. Guys, one bullet would fly, it would be after they would aim at Baba Ajit Singh. But Kavi Santokh Singh says that they're shooting, but it's not touching any of the Singhs or Baba Ajit Singh.
Laggi Singh na tan aayi.
That now they're saying that they have a lot of guns on them, but a couple of bullets have gone and they've touched the Singhs, but Baba Ajit Singh still hasn't been touched by any bullets. The Singhs that the bullet has pierced, guys, they're shooting bullets at the Singhs that are accompanying Baba Ajit Singh, and those Singhs that bullets have hit, blood is starting to flow out and soak their body. And their body, the life is starting to escape their body. Those Singhs that are fighting alongside Baba Ajit Singh, they're starting to lose their life. Regardless, army is still coming forward and trying to fight with Baba Ajit Singh and the Singhs. And the Singhs that are losing their life, they're fighting one-on-one combat, but the Singhs still won't give up and they're dropping the enemy one by one. How do the enemy fall? Well, the kirpans cut them from the neck. The enemy falls with their head one side and the body the other side in two pieces. And now you start to see a difference in the battlefield, that these Singhs being hit with bullets and they're still cutting off heads of the enemy, you start to see a difference on the battlefield, and Kavi Santokh Singh tells us why. Because the cowards on the battlefield are so fear-stricken that their head's going to be lying on the battlefield, they're running in the opposite direction. Now Baba Ajit Singh, who's so agile and with his agility is moving across the battlefield,
Guru Sat Sarbar Khava.
He has his arrow and he has his arrows in his hands and he's firing it out with his bow. With his bow, he's showering out the arrows and each arrow is landing against the enemy's chest and they're falling to the ground. They're touching. Where do they go? They hit the bodies of the dushman.
And they're falling to the ground, suffering in pain, with those arrows stuck in their bodies. Now the same guns that the bullets touched the Singhs, the same guns where the bullets had hit those Singhs, they're aiming towards Baba Ajit Singh. Aiming it towards Baba Ajit Singh, Kavi Santokh Singh says, "Tak tak gulka hate." They're firing by aiming at Baba Ajit Singh, but he tells us the result too.
Nahi ko lagan paven.
Lagdi ni koi ek nishana karke aiming at Baba Ajit Singh. Not one time the bullet hits Baba Ajit Singh, and why? Because any Fortina, with so much agility, he's moving across and still being able to aim his bow, his arrows at his opponents and hit those opponents, that the bullets, whether it's in four directions that they're firing, still does not touch Baba Ajit Singh. Because his charan are so fast, and the technique that he's moving with, back, forth, left, right, he's moving so quickly that his charan are being able to maneuver around those bullets. And in four directions, those guns are, and the bullets are flying. They miss Baba Ajit Singh and they might hit another opponent, but Baba Ajit Singh is... Rehat has no bullets, and his bullet free has not been lodged with one bullet in his chest. In this battlefield, this is how he's moving back and forth. He's jumping if there's a var that comes at him, a strike or attack that comes at him, and he runs in the direction of the enemies. All of these people are so wonderstruck. Some people are just watching. Some people from far have collected and they're just watching. Soldiers said that we don't want to fight him. They're just watching the war as it takes place. Their bodies are so stricken. They're always thinking that in such utter amazement, how is this one person fighting with such skillfulness? But now, at a time, guys, dekho, if there's arrows, this is not the only weapon that Baba Ajit Singh has by his side. Those arrows eventually are going to run out. And Kavi Santokh Singh says the arrows have run out now. The arrows are gone of Baba Ajit Singh. He's finished his arrows at that point. And now Agyadaste ji, he's fired up every arrows, and each of those arrows have landed in the enemies, ripped right through him and landed through the ground, only after doing damage to the enemies. But at this point, beat us, that fighting prowess, that energy that emanates from the soul, the spiritual energy that Baba Ajit Singh has, it's not resting, it's still energized. He's so still energized, and Kavi Santokh Singh tells us the reason. Because he's looking at the enemy's treachery. The enemy is using every tactic and every illegal maneuver that you can. Because there's war rules on the battlefield of how to fight honorably. They're fighting treacherously, trying to bring down Baba Ajit Singh, and his beat-us is being fueled more. Now Baba Ajit Singh, the second weapon that he pulls out, that he has with him, is a spear. He runs towards the enemies, pulls back the spear, and then he unleashes the spear into the chest of the enemy. Just like when people make a shish kebab and put different kinds of food on top of the shish kebab, and again, and they stick it into a fire and then it rotates on a fire, just like that, Baba Ajit Singh is using his spear, sticking it in the enemy and then rotating his enemy until they fall onto the ground and then pulling it out. He's killing them every one by one as they come towards him, and his spear will pierce into him and gera mar dindeya. He'll spin him and then get the enemy to drop on the ground, pull it out, and if there's another person running at him, he sticks it in and does the same routine. That he pierces through where he aims for the shati, the chest where the heart is. And just like this, Baba Ajit Singh is causing commotion on the battlefield. And how do the enemies fall? Kail, when the wound forms from the spear, they lose all their senses, and moving left and right, they collapse to the ground. Now the Turks are trying to muster up any sort of energy they have on their side. They're mustering energy, and now they've encircled Baba Ajit Singh in all four directions. Again, they're going to try to take down Baba Ajit Singh. They're roaring out. They're screaming out, Mar, they'll kill him. Kill him. Take care of him right now. Otherwise, he's going to cause a lot of damage to our army. All the enemies have lifted up their shastras and they're ready to attack. Now, because the encirclement is happening around Baba Ajit Singh, that they've encircled Baba Ajit Singh and all the army is piling up trying to get down Baba Ajit Singh. They've lost focus on those other five Singhs. And those five Singhs fighting have dispersed and are far away from Baba Ajit Singh. So when they see the army re-strategizing, looking towards Baba Ajit Singh, those five Singhs are now looking, seeing that we have to help Baba Ajit Singh. Now they start traveling towards Baba Ajit Singh. As they start to arrive, they start swinging their kirpans or their spears, slaying the enemy so they can break the circle and arrive with Baba Ajit Singh. And this is the state of the enemies. They're being hit from every side and they're falling to the ground. Whether it's a kirpan or a spear, the Singhs, whatever they have in their hand, they're using it to cause damage. And whatever weapon they have in their hand, they're so skilled in those arts, martial arts. Our martial arts are Gatka. That's, guys, why we stress Gatka so much. It's not a show art. A lot of guys, when they do Gatka, guys and girls, when they do Gatka, they aim for the stick. But guys, that doesn't work on the battlefield. On the battlefield, dekho singhan di kiji bahadriya. When they fight, they aim for the limb. Because on the battlefield, if you're going to just hit the weapon, that's not going to do the damage. So the Singhs are arriving, and they're using whatever weapons they have, and they're so skilled, they're using it so fast, that the enemy doesn't have a chance to strike back. Singh Odaini no rakhya. The name Singh Singhniya, why do we have that name? They say, Kavi Santokh Singh says, they're traveling on the battlefield. The Singhs and Baba Ajit Singh. How are they traveling? Just like a sher, a tiger, and a lion commands respect. Just like a Singh commands respect on the battlefield, that's how they're traveling. And even if any Janoor comes in their way, Agge Dasdeya Ji,
Mast Durd Ko Dekh Gana.
Even if a Mast Hathi, Durd meaning Hathi, Mast meaning intoxicated. Guys, back in the day, what they used to do is, they used to take an elephant, get it drunk with alcohol, put armor on it, and then provoke it with spears, and then use those spears to direct the elephant according to the direction that they wanted it to hit. They did this at Sri Anandpur Sahib. And they got a drunken elephant to start banging at this one killa in which Guru Gobind Singh Ji was sitting. That killa's name is Lokar. Lokar. And in that killa, there's one Surbi Yoda, another son of Pai Mani Singh. His name is Pai Bachitar Singh. Guru Maharaj Ji ne thapda ditta. He gave him a pat on his back. And he says, what do you see outside there? He says, I don't see a drunken elephant. I see a small mouse. Then he says, you're ready to go out. So the gates for Lokar opened up. The gates opened up, and with a spear, a nagni, a type of blade that's at the end of the spear that's curled. He uses that nagni, which is still sitting at Sri Anandpur Sahib to this day. That nagni, Pai Bachitar Singh rides out, and he rides out seeing that looking at the elephant, which he considers a mouse. He strikes that elephant and makes that elephant run back, and the elephant starts trampling over the army that was provoking it. Guys, just like that, these things could do the same. They're saying that keri sher angud tarti te ferde. They're moving around like lions. They command respect. They command respect, and even if an intoxicated elephant, which is double their size, triple their size, and even if that intoxicated elephant comes in before them, they get slayed down to the ground. They'll slay it down to their ground and command respect from all the other army members, even the Janoor that they're using as ammunition. Now the warrior, Kavi Santokh Singh, now the warrior Baba Ajit Singh. He's moving across the battlefield using his spear. He's using the spear and he explains how the spear goes into the individual. The spear he pulls back and then he unleashes. And just like you take a pot and you put a little light into it, just like that, he's placing the spear into the flesh of the enemy.
Chanchala chamak subanta.
Or you can say that Baba Ajit Singh is sticking the spear into the enemy because he's using a nagini right now. It's a blade that's curled, and that blade you can compare just to lightning in the sky. Black clouds, and a lightning strike comes. You know that lightning strike won't make one constant line. It forms a jagged line. Just like that, a spear going into the body, it's comparable to lightning coming into a black sky. And whoever he hits with the spear, whoever he pierces with that spear, he quickly pierces him, and then he flips him to the side. And then he pulls it out. This is the routine he has. Pierces him, throws him to the ground, and pulls it out. This much strength, after one individual, but not Baba Ajit Singh. Atmak balenu kende hai, biras. Biras is when you remove ego, you see God inside of yourself. And that spiritual state that you have, that energy arises from that spiritual state. Aja Balwan Joda Baba Ajit Singh hai.
Jan karwan meh ruk gayo.
And when, at that point, what happened? The onslaught stopped. For a minute, Baba Ajit Singh saw no opponent coming towards him. Chup ho gaye. Baba Ajit Singh has a spear. He sees the enemies around him. They're starting to reform. They're going to do another attack on Baba Ajit Singh. But hun chup ho gaye, hun shant ho gaye, Baba Ajit Singh standing, looking at the enemy, who's going to come at him? Because pehle oh vaar karde si, fair Baba Ajit Singh vaar karde si na. Oh agge honde si, fair vaar karde si. But hun sare ruk gaye, Baba Ajit Singh looks on.
Chakyab hun bhed na karyo.
They're forming a maze around Baba Ajit Singh. They formed an encirclement. Aji circle banai ode against Baba Ajit Singh. They formed a circle and left one path. Shorter je path, they've left it. So if Baba Ajit Singh runs a direction, he has to go down that path. But guys, there's something clanging and something that's coming that way. It's a huge figure. And now listen to what's coming Baba Ajit Singh's way. It's a person, a huge warrior, a tall warrior, all covered in metal. His metal's clanging, and this metal is being used as armor. Thick, heavy metal. It's taking him a while to come, but he's walking. The metal's heavy. And as he walks, no matter what weapon you have, you can't pierce it. You cannot pierce him. Baba Ajit Singh's watching him, and this huge person full of metal armor is coming towards the direction of Baba Ajit Singh.
Marta hai sangat sahi.
Baba Ajit Singh doesn't wait for him. He's taking his time. And the encirclement that they've formed has left a path. And Baba Ajit Singh runs down the path, takes his spear back, and unleashes the spear into the armor. It goes past the armor and into the flesh of the opponent.
Rahina atki kahun.
It didn't stop at the armor. It went right through the flesh of that opponent. Then, utthe fas gaya. His arrow is stuck in the individual. Arrow being stuck in the individual, ojnu, he uses his might and pushes it all the way through. He cuts right through the other side of the metal, and now the spear is all the way through.
ਲੱਗਿਓ ਨਿਕਾਸਨ ਪੁਨਹ ਹੈ
ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਨਿਕਾਸਨ ਕੱਢਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਨਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਨ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਲ ਇਟ ਆਊਟ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਲ ਆਊਟ ਹਿਸ ਨਾਗਨੀ
ਟੂਟ ਕਰ ਅਰਧ ਰਹੀ ਕਰ
ਇਟ ਬ੍ਰੋਕ ਵਿਦ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਫੋਰਸ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਲ ਇਟ ਆਊਟ ਉੱਥੇ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ And half of it remains in the individual and half of it is in Baba Ajit Singh's hands. It's a wooden part of the spear. The metal part is stuck in the individual. And he has the wooden part and he says, Mera te koi kam nahi, I'm not going to do anything with it. So he throws it onto the ground. Now it's lying on the battlefield. And how is it lying like a snake on the battlefield? It seems like a snake that has been biting its individuals. Dust, dust ke. It's been so many individuals like Baba Ajit Singh has struck so many different types of individuals and now it's sleeping and lying on the ground and it looks like a snake on the battlefield. Now the other half of that spear is still stuck in the enemy who's lying on the ground with blood pouring out of that wound. Now they see opportunity. The enemy Durjan, they're coming close. Baba Ajit Singh, they hath ch koi weapon nahi hun. He doesn't have a weapon in his hands right now. So they see an opportunity. Agge aayi apan. Pehla duro duro war kari jande si. They're attacking from a distance. Dar vi si dil de vich. Hun nere aunde aa. They're saying that goliyan leke aao. Bring your arrows. Move closer and hon you can't miss. Even if he is agile, bajugi hon.
Tomar teer taratari.
Tomar teer. They shower so many arrows at Baba Ajit Singh from head to toe using as a target. They don't care what they hit. They just want to hit Baba Ajit Singh for the first time.
Lagge ang mahakav.
And now Baba Ajit Singh, Surbi Yoda, the elder Sahibjad of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, has been hit by an arrow.
Rudra vaha dirgha chala.
A lot of blood is pouring out of Baba Ajit Singh.
Dijyo sarab sarir.
It's soaking all over his body. The blood is pouring out and soaking all over Baba Ajit Singh. Singh's body.
Cheer range tatkala.
And now his clothes, cheer range, his clothes are being dyed with a color, the color red. His clothes are being colored by the color red because the blood that's pouring out so much, it looks like Baba Ajit Singh's wearing red clothes on the battlefield. It seems like a silk dyer. There's an occupation, guys. Kayan kole occupation hundi hai when they get silk. Thread and kapra bana lende hai na, they take it and they soak the silk into a stain, a dye. And that dye, they color it whatever color they want. And Kavi Santokh Singh saying, it seems like a silk dyer has come onto the battlefield.
Rang kar pat pehraye.
And he seems like he's covered Baba Ajit Singh's body with a silk shirt that's red. And kanda paav kiya hai. And that blood is drenched all over Baba Ajit Singh's body.
Sroon pikhyo harkhwant.
Batan Baba Ajit Singh. Eja Joda, he looks down on his body. Dekho, fark inna. If any of us get hit by a bullet, the pain's too much. And then if we look upon our wound, fir dar hunda, not to even look at the wound to see how much damage has done. Kain de accident ho jandi hai. They look in an accident and see that their legs are mangled up, arms mangled up, and they don't want to see that limb. But Tan Tan Baba Ajit Singh, who's looking upon his body, and what does he see? He sees blood pouring out, he sees arrows stuck in it, and he's smiling. He says, Today, I've earned the right to call myself a saint soldier. ਅੱਜ ਛਤਰੀ ਦਾ ਧਰਮ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਛਤਰੀ ਕੋ ਪੂਤ ਹੋ ਬਾਮਨ ਕੋ ਨਾ ਹੈ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਸਨ ਆਫ ਅ ਵਾਰੀਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਟੂਡੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੱਕ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਸਨ ਆਫ ਅ ਵਾਰੀਅਰ
ਤਹਿਸ਼ਨ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇਸ ਰਿਪ ਲਖੇ
ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਲੁਕਸ ਇਨ ਫੋਰ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਬਲੱਡਸ ਪੋਰਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ He looks in four directions. What does he see? Enemy upon enemy. And they have their weapons in the air and they're about to attack.
ਖੜਗ ਮਿਆਨ ਤੇ ਕਾੜ ਲਈ
ਨਾਉ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਪੁਲਸ ਆਊਟ ਹਿਸ ਕਿਰਪਾਨ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਕਮਰ ਕਸਾ
ਗਨ ਕਾਟ ਕਾਟ ਗੇਰੇ ਧਰਨਾ
ਗੇਰੇ ਨਾ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਟਰਨ ਬਾਈ ਟਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਇਸ ਕਟਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਪੀਸ ਬਾਈ ਪੀਸ ਇਨਟੂ ਸਮਾਲ ਪੀਸਿਸ ਆਨਟੂ ਦ ਬੈਟਲ ਫੀਲਡ
ਤੱਛਾ ਮੁੱਛ ਤਨ ਤਨਕ ਕਈ
How are they doing it? Just like Jayap farj karo jungle de vich jaiye and there's vines and branches. He's saying that just like this army that's swarming around him, it's like a type of a jungle. And when Baba Ajit Singh's moving through the jungle, he's cutting the limbs off just like you cut vines and branches off with machetes to make your way through the through the jungle.
Utte singh lar panch
ek passe ho gaye panch singh. The other five Singhs that were accompanying Baba Ajit Singh are now had been fighting and again they had started moving towards the side and they had drifted away from Baba Ajit Singh but still fighting.
Sankare mar mare rana
bas sama peh gaya sur bhi jodhya ne they slayed so many and shahidi prapt kar gaye those Singhs amar shahid ban gaye those five have fallen and there's only one left on the battlefield. Baba Ajit Singh.
Et Ajit Singh rupyo.
Baba Ajit Singh would stop a moment.
Khadg te kaat ripan gana.
And he would take his kirpan and rip the enemy apart.
Rudar bikhe par rahe.
Rudar bikhe par rahe. The enemies, they would fall into a pool of blood that is collected with bodies of bodies upon blood.
Manho shram te saptaye.
Just like the bodies are falling, just like sham nu saptaye, sonde hunde a lok, just like that, jime sham nu soida hunda na. He's saying that the bodies are falling to the ground. And omi ai lagda jime sham nu son lagge hunde a.
Lal bichhon bichhaye.
Put a blanket onto the battlefield and the color is red. Actually, that's just blood and he's using analogy.
Mahashabte sukh paaye.
And they're sleeping in peace because they've died from the sword of Baba Ajit Singh. Dekho, Das ne sunaya. Guru Gobind Singh ji talwar hove, koi hathiyar hove, war kare, if Maya ji does an attack, mukti mil jandi hai. Jis Singh di war hove, what happens? Gala janam vi singh da mil janda. That's why they're sleeping in sukh, Kavi Santokh Singh tells us.
Kahan lago baran kar judh ko.
How much more Kavi Santokh Singh, who's writing this old text of Suraj Prakash, our oldest ithyas, he's saying, how much more can I tell you?
ਦੇਖੋ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਵੱਧ ਤੇ ਡਰਤ
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਡਰ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਗ੍ਰੰਥੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਵੱਧ ਜੂਗਾ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸੂਰਜ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਵਿਲ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਬਿਗ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸਕੇਅਰਡ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਫੈਕਟ ਸੋ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੋਰਨ ਇਟ ਅਪ ਨਾਓ
ਜਿਮ ਕਰਿਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਤ ਓਜ ਤੇ
ਹਾਊ ਐਮ ਆਈ ਸਪੋਸਡ ਟੂ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਹਾਊ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਅ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘਸ ਐਨਰਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਸਟਰੈਂਥ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੋਇੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਬੈਟਲ ਫੀਲਡ
ਨਹਿ ਮਾਰਿਓ ਕਿਸ ਤੇ ਮਰਤ
ਲਹੂ ਵਹੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ blood is coming out and still he does refuses to lie down on the battlefield and pass away. He hardani and hardani Baba Ajit Singh continues fighting on the battlefield.
Jis dis par hai thai
and in whatever direction Baba Ajit Singh runs, the enemy is so scared they start running.
Jime
guru kevri ardas karde hunde ke ade so chade ਸਰਣ ਪਵੇ ਸੋ ਤਰੇ ਅੜਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਐਨਮੀ ਡਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਆ ਲੜਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ ਲੈਟਸ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਕਲੈਕਟਿਵ ਐਫਰਟ ਜੇ ਇੱਕ ਜਾਈ ਸਾਡੀ ਤਾਂ ਸਮਾਪਤੀ ਆ ਆਪਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਚੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕਰ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਸੋ ਅੜੇ ਨੇ ਹੈ ਅੜਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਫ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਰਨਸ ਇਨ ਵਨ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਪਾਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਸ ਦੇ ਰਨ ਇਨ ਫੀਅਰ
ਜਤਨ ਕਰਹਿ ਸਮਦਾਏ
ਸੋ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰੀਏ ਜਤਨ ਲੈਟਸ ਡੂ ਐਨ ਐਫਰਟ ਅ ਕਲੈਕਟਿਵ ਐਫਰਟ ਲੈਟਸ ਫੋਰਮ ਅਨਦਰ ਸਰਕਲ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਟਸ ਜਸਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਾਟ ਦ ਅਦਰ ਫਾਈਵ ਸਿੰਘਸ ਦੇ ਬਿਕਮ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਲੈਟਸ ਡੂ ਅ ਕਲੈਕਟਿਵ ਐਫਰਟ
ਹਥੇ ਕਿਮ ਫਿਰਤ ਸ਼ੀਗਰ ਕਰ
ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਮਸੈਲਫਸ ਹਥੇ ਕਿਮ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਮਾਰੀਏ ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਾਰੀਏ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਮੂਵਿੰਗ ਵਾਸ ਸਟਿਲ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਅਜਿਲਿਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ
ਗੁਲਕਾ ਲਗਹ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ
ਇੱਕ ਗੋਲੀ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੱਜਦੀ ਹਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਲੁੱਕ ਏਰੋਜ਼ ਹੈ ਪੀਅਰਸਡ ਹਿਮ ਬਲੱਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋਕਡ ਪਰ ਗੋਲੀ ਨਾਲ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਏਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਫਾਇਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਗੋਲੇ ਦੈਟ ਹਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਜਦੋਂ ਲੰਗਰ ਹਾਲ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਸੀ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਦੇ ਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਗੋਲਕੇ, ਦੀਜ਼ ਬੁਲੇਟਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ, ਦ ਬੁਲੇਟਸ, ਕਟਾਰ, ਖੰਡੇ, ਦੇ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ. ਕਈ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਪਤਾ, ਇੱਥੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਹੈ ਮੂਵੀ, ਐਨੇ ਆਲਸੋ ਇੱਥੇ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਸੁਖ ਸਾਗਰ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਮੂਵੀ, ਹਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਿਆ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ. ਇਹ ਗੋਲੇ, ਦੀਜ਼ ਬੁਲੇਟਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਟੱਚਿੰਗ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਟਿਲ.
ਖੜਗ ਲਓ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਨਾ ਜੇਤ ਦੇਤਮ.
ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਕਮਸ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਕਿਰਪਾਨ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਹੁੰਚਣ ਦਿੰਦੇ. ਦੇ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਟੂ ਸਟ੍ਰਾਈਕ ਹਿਮ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਕਿਰਪਾਨ, ਦੇ ਪੁੱਲ ਬੈਕ, ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਕੱਟਸ ਦੋਸ ਲਿੰਬਸ ਆਫ.
ਮਾਰ ਮਾਰ ਕਰ ਵੀਰ.
ਦੇ ਸਕ੍ਰੀਮਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ, ਕਿਲ ਹਿਮ ਨਾਓ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਟਾਈਮ. ਦ ਐਨਮੀ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਕਿਲ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਾਓ.
ਕਰਿਓ ਸੰਗਰ ਬਹੁ ਕੇ ਖੇਤਮ.
ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਟੈਕਨੀਕਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਔਨ ਦ ਬੈਟਲ ਫੀਲਡ ਵਾਈਲ ਦਿਸ ਬੈਟਲ ਕਮੈਂਸਸ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸ.
ਕਰ ਕਰਾ ਚੋਲ ਜਬ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਯੋ.
ਨਾਓ ਐਵਰੀਬਾਡੀ ਨੋਜ਼ ਦਿਸ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਤਿਹਾਸਕਾਰ ਆ, ਸਿੱਖ ਹਿਸਟੋਰੀਅਨਸ, ਆਲ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਿਰਪਾਨ ਬ੍ਰੋਕ. ਨਾਓ ਦ ਥਰਡ ਵੈਪਨ, ਦ ਏਰੋਸ ਫਿਨਿਸ਼ਡ, ਦ ਸਪੀਅਰ ਗਾਟ ਸਟਕ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਰਮਰ, ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਦ ਕਿਰਪਾਨ ਐਸ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਐਟ ਦ ਐਨਮੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ.
ਜਮਦਰ ਲਈ ਨਿਕਾਸ ਕਰ.
ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਹੀ ਡੂ, ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਵਨ ਮੋਰ ਵੈਪਨ ਲੈਫਟ, ਐਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਪਨ? ਜਮਦਰ ਕਟਾਰ, ਇਟਸ ਅ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਐਂਗੂਲਰ ਬਲੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਔਨ ਅ ਐਨਮੀ ਵਨ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਕਲੋਸ ਇਨਫ ਐਂਡ ਕਲੋਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਕਸੀਮਿਟੀ. ਸੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਵਰਤਣੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੁਵਰਡਸ ਯੂ, ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਦਿਸ ਕਟਾਰ, ਸਟਿਕ ਇਟ ਇਨ, ਟਵਿਸਟ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਪੁੱਲ ਇਟ ਬੈਕ. ਇੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਵੱਡੀ ਆ, ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਐਂਗੂਲਰ ਬਲੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੈਜ਼ ਪੁੱਲਡ ਆਊਟ.
ਇਤਹੁਤੋ ਪਾਲ ਕੀ ਕੇ ਵਿਖੈ.
ਨਾਓ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਔਨ ਦ ਬੈਟਲ ਫੀਲਡ, ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਵਿਕਟਿਮ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਕਟਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਇਸ ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਉੱਦਾਂ ਜਿਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੋਲਜਰ ਕੱਢਣਾ ਹੁਣ. ਨਰੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਅਖੀਰਲੀ ਸ਼ਸਤਰ ਆ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਸਟ ਵੈਪਨ, ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਆਮ ਗਨ ਲੁੱਕ ਟੂ ਟੂ ਸਟਿਕ ਇਟ ਇਨ? ਹੂ ਡਜ਼ ਹੀ ਸੀ? ਹੀ ਲੁੱਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੀਜ਼ ਐਨ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ, ਐਂਡ ਔਨ ਟੌਪ ਆਫ ਅ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪੈਲਕੁਇਨ, ਅ ਪਲਕੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਸਮਬਡੀ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਦੇਅਰ.
ਦੂਰ ਹੈ ਦੇਖੈ ਦੇਖਤ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਧਰ.
ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਪਲਕੀ, ਦਿਸ ਪੈਲਕੁਇਨ ਇਜ਼ ਔਨ ਟੌਪ ਆਫ ਅ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਐਟ ਅ ਡਿਸਟੈਂਸ.
ਅਨਵਰ ਖਾਨ ਨਵਾਬ.
ਹਿਸ ਨੇਮ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਵਰ ਖਾਨ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਜਨਰਲ. ਕਈ ਜਨਰਲ ਡਰਪੋਕ ਸੀ, ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਸਿਟ ਔਨ ਟੌਪ ਆਫ ਅ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ. ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਤੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਬਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀ? ਉੱਪਰੋਂ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਸੀ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਸੀਨਿਕ ਵਿਊ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੈਟਲ ਫੀਲਡ, ਐਂਡ ਅਨਵਰ ਖਾਨ ਸਿਟਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ.
ਤਾਹੇ ਕੀ ਦਿਸ਼ੇ ਤਬਰੋਰੇ.
ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟਸ ਅ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਵਿਕਟਰਮ ਫਾਰ ਮੀ. ਹੀ ਟੇਕਸ ਹਿਸ ਕਟਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਪੰਕਤੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਵੀ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ, ਵਟ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਅੜੇ ਨੇ. ਸੋ ਇਫ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੁਵਰਡਸ ਦ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ, ਉਹਦੇ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਅੜਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਦੈਨ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ. ਸੋ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅ ਕਲੀਅਰ ਪਾਥ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਰਨ ਟੁਵਰਡਸ ਦ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ.
ਕਰੀ ਸ਼ੀਘਰਤਾ ਅਧਿਕ,
ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ਸ ਪੂਰੀ ਫੁਰਤੀ ਨਾਲ, ਐਵਰੀ ਕੁਇਕਨੈਸ ਦੈਟਸ ਲੈਫਟ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ, ਐਵਰੀ ਸਟਰੈਂਥ ਦੈਟਸ ਲੈਫਟ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ, ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ਸ ਹਿਸ ਅਜਿਲਿਟੀ.
ਜਾਏ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਤੇ ਸਠੌਰੇ,
ਹੀ ਗੋਸ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ, ਜੰਪਸ ਅਪ, ਗ੍ਰੈਬਸ ਵਨ ਹੈਂਡ, pushes himself on top of the elephant, climbs into the palanquin. The general falls back and he sees it's Baba Ajit Singh, the same Baba Ajit Singh that he saw at a distance had left Chamkor Sahib, has now climbed on top of the hathi, and on top of the hathi he's standing right next to him.
Urd post mahani,
and he takes his guitar back, sticks it into the Anwar Khan's stomach.
Bole so nihal
sa
ojte bahu chak chore,
and using his strength he takes it into the stomach, makes sure there's internal damage.
Jit kit te rip aaye,
and now he climbs down from the elephant. Baba Ajit Singh stands on the battlefield, enemies coming from left and right. Baba Ajit Singh says, Hon sheed di on lagia, left and right the enemy is approaching.
Kerinas chaho ore,
they've circled, this would be the last encirclement. They've encircled Baba Ajit Singh in all four directions.
Imkeen jud gan satr hat,
now they're attacking. Dekho Baba Ajit Singh ne honi hath chakya, samapti a, kidhar nu takde a, tan Sri Guru Gobind Singh ji wal, ਐਂਡ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਕਾਰ ਛੱਡਦੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਨਾਉ ਸਮਾਪਤੀ ਆ, ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਜਾਣੀ ਆ, ਐਂਡ ਬਾਹਰ ਹੋਈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ, ਦੇ ਸਟਿਲ ਅਟੈਕਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਬਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅਟੈਕਿੰਗ ਬੈਕ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਕਸੈਪਟਿੰਗ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਕਸੈਪਟਿੰਗ ਮਾਰਟਰਡਮ,
ਲੋਪ ਭਏ ਤਤਕਾਲ ਰਨ,
ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਅਮੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਹੈਪਨ, ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਹੀ ਸੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਸਪੁੱਤਰ, ਇਫ ਹੀ ਫਾਲਸ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਗਰਾਊਂਡ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਐਨਮੀ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਡੂ, ਦੇ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸਲੇਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਸੋ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਟੇਕ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਅਪ. Taking the body up, what will they do? They'll start showing it off. They'll show off Baba Ajit Singh's flesh to everybody that we have the son of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. So Maharaj Ji ne ki kita? Unhe aji nazar mari that as soon as Baba Ajit Singh's body fell to the ground, what happened? Alop ho gaya. It went invisible. It became invisible to who? Not Guru Gobind Singh and the Singhs that were watching from Chamkor Di Gadi. It became invisible to the enemy, so they could not disrespect the body. Yes, the body is lying on the ground. No, the enemy can't see it.
Sab dikhat achamba hoye rahe.
They're in amazement. Kithe gaye Baba Ajit Singh? Huni si sade agge? Kithe luk gaye?
Kahan gaye ho? Kithe chhapyo han?
Chhapyo kithe chale gaye? Huni sade agge si? Baba Ajit Singh's nowhere to be seen.
Dohora, is vid gur nandan lagyo dharyo.
And just like this, and this is the prasang, how Baba Ajit Singh, jime unna ne surbi jodha ne jaake on the run khet, on the battlefield, showed the Khalsa Panth a battling prowess, a fighting prowess, jooj ke mare, sach khand vaasi si, and agge daste ha,
jai Ajit Singh naam,
naapa unda chete karde ha Baba Ajit Singh, Baba Ajit Singh, jida janam hoya si, who was born at the end of a battle, Pangauni da Jodh, where Guru Gobind Singh Ji attains victory after a battle, and then hears the news that his son, first Sahibjad, his first son is born. And Guru Maharaj Ji says, Eda no Ajit hoga, it jitya nahi jaoga. And the so true form of victory is not to turn your back on the battlefield and to stand and die for what you believe, and ajitta, and that's victory. And this is exactly how Baba Ajit Singh, who was not defeated, attained shahidi, and that's why he deserves the name of Baba Ajit Singh Surbir Jodha.
So jaise jagat mein hai pragat pa.
That's why we remember him with true praises in this panth.
Kon pahunche har taam.
And now Sachkhand Vasi si, Sachkhand vich ਚਲੇ ਗਏ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਐਂਡ ਆਏ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਸੂਰਜ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਦੇ ਰੁੱਤ ਛੇਵੀਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 20 ਸਿੰਘ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਸੀ, ਫਿਰ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਰਨ ਖੇਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਏ, ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਬੈਟਲਫੀਲਡ. ਗਾਇਜ਼, ਵਾਟ ਡੂ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ? ਬਾਬਾ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਸਾਹਿਬਜ਼ਾਦਾ, ਹੀ ਖੁਦ ਜਸਟ ਸਟੇਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਿਲਾ, ਬਟ ਕਿਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹੇ, ਉਹ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਰਨ ਖੇਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤੀ. ਉਹਨੂੰ ਚੇਤੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਾਬਾ ਜੁਝਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੂੰ ਚੇਤੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਾਬਾ ਜ਼ੋਰਾਵਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੂੰ ਚੇਤੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਾਬਾ ਫਤਿਹ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੂੰ ਚੇਤੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ. ਇਹ ਗੁਰ ਸਪੁੱਤਰ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ ਸਰਬੰਸ ਦਾਨੀ ਨੋ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੀ ਸਾਹਿਬਜ਼ਾਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਵਿਲਫੁਲੀ ਔਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਬੈਟਲ ਫੀਲਡ, ਐਂਡ ਔਰ ਪਿਤਾ ਧਰਮੀ ਬਾਪੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਲੁਕਸ ਔਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਰਨ ਖੇਤ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਲੈਟ ਵਨ ਟੀਅਰ ਗੋ ਡਾਊਨ ਹਿਸ ਆਈਜ਼. And what does he do instead? He lets the jakar out and lets the Khalsa Panth know that this is your brother and it's another son. All these are my sons. This is the Khalsa Panth. The Khalsa Panth is my son. And we would know this when Maharaji would get a command from 5 Singhs to leave that gadi, and they would see Baba Ajit Singh's flesh lying on the battlefield. And Bhai Tarm Singh would take his azuriya and said, let me cover the flesh of Baba Ajit Singh. Guru Maharaj would say, no, if you have enough kapra to cover all the bodies on this battlefield, because they're all my suputras, they're all my sreshth putras, they're all my sons, and if you have enough kapra, then cover Baba Ajit Singh's body. Then cover Baba Ajit Singh's body, but didn't have enough kapra and Maya ji went on forth and tusi sare jande prasang machiwade de jungle nu chale gaye si and this is on the path of Govind Marg. Dekho gur sikho musalman jande hai Medina to Makkah sare turde hunde era sade gur sikhan vaste inna ithihas inna lahu dulya us Govind Marg te Guru Gobind Singh ji de marg te khas karke ਸਾਡੀ ਇੱਛਾ ਵੀ ਪੈਵੇ ਆਨੰਦਪੁਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦਮਦਮਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ 577 ਕਿਲੋਮੀਟਰਸ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਰੀਏ ਰਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰੀਏ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਪੜ੍ਹੀਏ ਤੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪੀਏ ਇੰਨੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਮਾਪਤੀ ਹੈ
ਦੋਹਰਾ ਇਸ ਵਿਦ ਗੁਰ ਨੰਦਨ ਲਰਿਓ ਜੇ ਅਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਾਮ ਸੁਜਸ ਜਗਤ ਮੈਂ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਪਾ ਪੁਨ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਹਰ ਤਾਮ
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।